Chapter 1. Ninja, you got eyes on this? I asked in a whisper, my scope cutting through the night.
Yeah, boss. About 20 tangos, west side. Could be more. They're spreading out, moving fast.
Ninja Man replied, his voice calm and steady, like always. No second guessing, no nerves. Ninja was a rock, reading the terrain like it was second nature. That's why he was one of the best. You don't get to be a Delta operator by being anything less. You think they know? I asked, sweeping the scope for more movement.
Hell yeah, they can smell blood. Won't be long before they crash the gates.
I nodded, taking it in.
Long range is a no-go. Too many tangos out there. We close the gap, get in their faces, fast and dirty.
Copy that, cowboy. Slash and dash,
Ninja replied, his voice carrying that familiar edge of dark humor, even as we stared into the jaws of hell. I dropped the scope, eyes locking on the dark outline of the monastery perched on the cliff. The wind howled, slapping against those old stone walls. The place looked like it had been dropped from a different time, ancient and barely holding together. Built centuries ago, it now served as a sanctuary for those who had nowhere else to go. That night, it held a different kind of flock, a team of 4 undercover CIA analysts on the run from Hezbollah militias, their cover blown by a rogue analyst, their lives hanging by a thread. They were the package we were there to extract. They were holed up inside with Father Elias, the old priest who had put his life on the line to hide them. Hiding wasn't going to save them, because outside, the wolves were closing in. Those crumbling walls were barely able to keep out the elements. They surely weren't stopping an armed force.
How do you think the package is holding up? I asked.
Ninja Man shifted.
Shaky. They're not built for this. Desk jockeys, all of them.
Think Father Elias can keep them steady?
Ninja scratched his chin.
Well, he's got balls, that old padre. He'll do what he can to keep them from falling apart. But let's be real. They're scared shitless. Won't hold if Hezbollah goes heavy. No amount of Hail Marys will save them then.
Think we should give them a pep talk?
Ninja smirked.
Not sure, boss. Might just scare him into running for the hills.
I chuckled, despite the weight of the situation. But Ninja had a point. The CIA crew barely made it out of Beirut alive. They weren't trained for this. They were researchers, data crunchers. This shit was way out of their league. Hezbollah wasn't stopping until they got the kill, and we were the only thing standing in their way. The first wave had been a cakewalk. 6 Hezbollah scouts dropped before they even knew what hit them, each one taken out before they could radio back. Now the second wave was on us. 20 men, moving fast, coming in from all sides, tightening the noose around the monastery, ready to finish the job. I ran through our options, none of them good. I glanced at Ninja.
We don't wait. Hit them hard, make them think twice about getting any closer.
And if they don't back off?
My voice turned to ice. Then they find out why they call us Delta. Ninja Man chuckled, low and dangerous.
That's the card I like playing. Hell, I've got it framed on my wall. Plan B, scare the crap out of them.
Samir Haddad, our local scout, slid up beside me, staying low. He knew these hills like the back of his hand, a must for navigating us through this hellhole. Samir had that cold, dead-eyed stare, same look you see in men who have spent their whole lives fighting in war zones.
I count 21, including a heavy weapons operator, he said in that thick accent, barely audible over the wind.
What's he packing?
Ninja asked, eyes scanning the ridge.
RPG, Samir replied.
That wasn't what we wanted to hear. One dude with half a brain and an RPG rocket launcher could turn that monastery into a smoking crater.
Got any good news, Samir?
I muttered, glancing his way. He cracked a rare grin.
Only if you like a challenge, Captain.
I smirked back.
Lucky me.
Ninja Man snorted.
I like this guy.